Hello everybody again, it's Yvonne. So I'm continuing on to transition so that we can know the difference between spirits or powers that belong to the enemy and spirits that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, to God, Father God, Almighty God, El Shaddai. There's this vast difference, and to make it really clear, the Bible talks about it. We're a spirit being living in a shell that is flesh, a body, and we have a soul which harbors the mind, will, and our emotions. We're made in God's image, meaning we're made in God's likeness. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, God is spirit. He cannot be seen, but he can be felt. He can be heard. You can even smell him, smell his presence by the Holy Spirit. It's just a beautiful fragrance. Anyway, there's a spiritual world that we cannot see. If we truly pull back the curtains of the spiritual world, we would be very scared. There's places in the Bible that talks about it. And once again, Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, entities without bodies, against powers, tremendous power that the enemy has, but it is useless against the power of Jesus Christ. It's the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. They're persons without bodies. Once again, if you haven't been keeping up with the prior podcasts, they're opposing enemies, demons, spirits that oppose the will of God, that oppose God's children, the children of God. And so I want to continue on with the distinction between those that belong to God and those that belong to the enemy. Those that belong to God, called the children of God or sons of God, those that are born of the Spirit again, who have called on the name of Jesus Christ, and doing wholeheartedly each day to live for him, to looking to be like him, to change into his, the way he was on earth. We can never be perfect like him, but we can search him out, search the scriptures, and emulate him as much as we can, as far as what the word of God says and how to live each day. In Romans chapter 8, 14 through 17, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." This means that the Holy Spirit who indwells us, he is a guarantee of all the promises God has given us. For example, the promise of salvation, the promise to lead us, to guide us, to bring to our memory the things that God has spoken to us, to teach us in the Word, to help us understand what it means, to help us to achieve becoming more like Christ each day. Each day, we should become a little more each day like Jesus Christ. So the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. like there would be days where it's hard, things come against you, and the Holy Spirit reminds you who you belong to. He'll say something like, I'll never leave you, I'm with you, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll never fail you. He'll speak to you things that are in the Word of God, because of course if it's not, if it doesn't line up with what the Bible says, it can't be Him. It can't be God. So He'll bear witness, He'll show us, He'll give us that assurance that we belong to God. And then we talk about the sons of disobedience, those that really truly do not know Christ, that do not know God. When Jesus was here over 2,000 years ago, he taught, He preached, He healed, He delivered. He did what He came to do, what He was sent to do by God. God sent Him to establish this new thing. This is a new move of God to bring the gospel of salvation, to bring salvation through Jesus Christ for all humanity, that those who call on the name of Jesus Christ may be saved. The Bible talks about it, John 3:16 through 18. This all started in Genesis 3:15 when the enemy enticed Eve to disobey God. And so Eve enticed or manipulated or caused her husband to disobey God too. So from there on, God really had this way pre-planned. God, nothing is surprising to God. There's no surprises to Him. If we make a mistake or we sin against Him, there's no surprise. He really knows it all. And in His grace and His mercy, He'll pull us back to Him. But that's because we know Jesus Christ in our spirit person, in our inner person. So Jesus, when He was on earth, in John chapter 8, He made a distinction to those who belong to God and those who belong to the enemy. He was having a conversation with the Pharisees and the religious people of the time. And He said to them, I know that you're Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. And they answered Him, and said to Him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And so He went on to have this dialogue with them. And in the same chapter, verse 42, He said, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth from and came from God. Nor have I come from myself, but He who sent me. But He sent me. He said to them, why do you not understand my speech? Because you're not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Meaning, these religious people, they were saying the right thing, they were thinking the right thing, but it truly wasn't from a born-again spirit, because they were from the old covenant and they bend the word to their advantage. So Jesus right here was making a distinction that there was a difference between those who belong to the devil and those who belong to Jesus, to Him. See, He had not died yet, so they didn't understand. They were still of the old law, the covenant, the law of Moses that He brought. which was for that proper time. But Jesus was trying to show them the new thing that God was bringing. And this is why he had to go to the cross to die on it for our sins. This was something that God decided and Jesus accepted, and he was sent to do it. So there's a difference between children of God and the sons of disobedience. I'm going to break down more in the next session, and I hope you understand this. Talk to you soon.